Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
I've been waiting over 3 years. I knew it was going to happen. I've actually been surprised many times that it didn't happen. But working with you, I knew it was going to get me in trouble with my other job at Channel 10.
Oh, good.
I just thought it was inevitable. I'm surprised in the way that it actually did happen yesterday, though. Share that story with you momentarily.
Was it my foul mouth?
Yeah, that you would have thought.
Bad attitude.
I was kind of assuming it was going to be a kind of an image thing. Like, you know what? We have a kind of has some
thing.
Standards and image we're trying to portray.
Standards and image. I am a father
serious
of
local
two.
News, and we hear you on the radio reading raps. And
yeah, you, not me.
Yeah, but everyone knows it's you who made me do that. It's not like I wanted.
Remember that time when you held like a gun to his
yeah,
head?
Yeah, I remember when I forced him at gunpoint to rap and bring in chains.
I wanted to do Mount Rushmore's of basketball players.
Almost more than anything.
You wanted to have me read raps.
Almost
and I said,
more.
And I'm a people
anything.
Person and a pleaser, so I do the pleasing thing. But I was always worried it was going to get me in trouble. Finally came back to bite me in a way I totally did not expect yesterday when I got a talking to.
Oh, no.
I got a talking to. Crazy. Me. I've been model employee for 20 years at Channel 10.
Is it got your a talking first talking to?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I never got a talking to.
Oh, my God. What did I do?
It's like the worst thing you've ever done.
Should we do it now? Can we do it now?
We will. Yeah, we're going to do it here. I want to throw out the phone numbers, though, because we do need a contestant for Take on Woods.
So sorry for whatever I did.
Here in a couple of minutes. 833-288-0973. It's our game of musical trivia. 5 questions head-to-head. And if you can beat or tie Woods, it's happened a handful of times. What, 3 times?
I've been beaten twice.
Beaten twice, tied a couple of times where we get some qualifiers. 833-288-0973. We'll send you to Vegas. $250 food and beverage credit. Ground of golf for 2 in our drawing at the end of the month. And you're not going up against many people in this drawing. I think there's 1 qualifier so far in the month of May. And
yep.
We're already almost halfway through this month. So if you want to play, dial now, 833-288-0973. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, as we mentioned, Tim Haggerty, voice of the El Paso Chihuahuas, have their first home game in nearly 2 years coming up tonight in El Paso. And we get an update on some of the Padres players who just joined the team in the last 2 days because of all the turnover with the COVID positives and the contact tracing. See what's going on with the El Paso Chihuahuas. We'll do that coming up at 7:35 this morning. So, like 2 days ago, I think his title, like director of technology, he's like the guru who's in charge of all computers.
Like an engineer almost?
Yeah, he's like an engineer. Really smart guy, really cool guy. We call him Blue. His name's Ladarian, but we call him Blue. And he is he got promoted recently. He's like in charge of more than just our building. He said, hey, I want to schedule a Zoom with you. Can you do it tomorrow? I said, okay, fine. And then all the stories, the COVID stories broke. So I said, well, can we just push it back a day? And we pushed it back a day, and then something happened with him. And I said, just call me when you get a chance. Just call me. I have no idea what this is about. It's generally, I didn't have any technology issues. So I was thinking, what is the problem here? So I got a call about like 9:30 last night. He said, sorry to call you so late. It's fine. I'm still working. You know, getting ready for the 11 o'clock. What's on your mind? And he said, well, it came to the attention our corporate owners, you know, out in Cincinnati. Something
in Cincinnati?
Yeah, something that you did. And so we had to let the GM of the station and our news director know, and they wanted me to speak to you about something you did. They told me, did you use your company Zoom for non-company purposes last month? I said, I know what you, and publicize it basically on the internet. He said, They probably wouldn't have seen it if he hadn't publicized it. But remember the day that we had all the tier ones joining us on Zoom?
Yeah.
And I had set up that Zoom account because we didn't have one here yet. It wasn't working, Paulie, or we have one now at Odyssey. They've set up a Zoom and we can do that now. But at that point, it wasn't working or something. So I just set it up with my Channel 10 Zoom account.
Are you panicked at this point?
And then, I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to remain calm. I knew I didn't, like, embezzle money from the company or anything.
As far as they know.
But, you know, he kind of talked and said, that's
pay for itself.
Right.
Inappropriate use of company technological resources.
Did you tell him you had an OnlyFans that you were shooting video for?
Said, just, you know, don't let it happen again. We're not going to... He said, we're not going to, make it an official reprimand at this point. We just wanted to speak to you and let you know what was going on. And it was noticed outside of the local company. And we've let your supervisors know.
God, they're watching
what
you.
What happened here? I was going, wow. It's like, I wasn't really trying to destroy the company by just having some of our tier ones join us for an hour on Zoom.
But remember that day. When we were on, we had somebody piping in, swastikas and
wieners,
and we stopped them. Obviously, we don't like that.
Yeah, that's not appropriate. You're not.
Yeah,
going to...
so yeah, no. And then like the people in Cincinnati who own our company obviously must have seen some of this, and it was not a good look for yours truly. So now I've gotten like a warning or something.
I'm still struggling to see how that relates to anything that I did.
Well, yeah, I'm working with you.
Well, yes, you're working with me.
Lots of listeners, and it's part of our show. So,
oh my God,
it's not the way I expected. Let's just say that
it's always convenient to point the finger at your old pal Woods. My wife does it. My coworkers do it. My friends do it. It's great. It's always fun being the pariah.
You're good at it, though.
I'm very good at being the pariah.
It's a role that you've embraced, and you do
it
quite well.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
You're also incredibly. Generous, you're funny. You're about to give away some of your own Padres tickets.
Yes.
In just a couple of minutes. First, though, we got to get to today's game of Take on Woods. You ready to play?
Let's go.
All right. Woods. Woods. All right, let's go out to today's contestant. I see Brian on the line. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right. I hope you have some musical knowledge here. I'm looking for someone to qualify for our grand prize giveaway here in May. It is a trip for two to Las Vegas, to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, a round of golf for two, and a $250 food and beverage credit, Legendary Vegas Fund. Five questions. Woods has left the studio. He cannot hear what we are saying. He is in an isolation soundproof booth. You'll get the five questions, 60 seconds. He'll come back in, get the same five questions, and we'll compare notes and scores at the end. All right, Brian, you ready to play?
I am.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, if you'd like to pass any of the questions, come back later. If we have time, you're certainly allowed to do that. All right, we'll start with another two-second song today. You get a brief musical snippet of a rock and roll classic. To score a point, you'll need to give me both the song title and the artist. This could be a tough one. Your time starts when Polly plays the music. Let's go, Brian.
One-winged dove, Phoenix.
Which classic movie does Deep Blue Something sing about in their hit song from the 90s?
Stop.
Which oddly named band had a hit with 2004's The Reason?
Stop.
Which airline used to use George Gershwin's classic Rhapsody in Blue in their ad campaigns?
Southwest.
Which Beatles song was also the title of the band's first movie in 1964?
Hard Day's Night.
Which classic movie does Deep Blue Something sing about in their hit song from the 90s?
Pass.
Which oddly named band had a hit with 2004's The Reason?
I have no idea.
Classic movie, Deep Blue Something, hit song, 1990s. Those are like, all right, time is up. Hang on, Brian. Put you on hold. Your final score, 1. You got to Hard Day's Night is the Beatles movie. The rest of them, though,
real close.
You got Stevie Nicks, but you didn't know the title of the song. It's Edge of 17. You know, White Winged Dove. He was close. He had it in his mind, but it's tough. You got to get the title and the artist. Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. Breakfast at Tiffany's is the movie that Deep Blue Something sings about in their song. The oddly named band behind The Reason is Hoobastank, and it was United Airlines that does the Rhapsody in Blue song in their ad. So let's see if Woods knows any of these. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he can give a chance here to Brian, an opportunity to qualify. How are you? Good still?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good. Got some
still
teeth.
Hurt that I've blamed you for getting talking to at work?
Yeah, I'm used to it. It's fine.
Just went and found Zoom.
Yeah, there's a pee-pee on the, somebody yeah, right. Drew a pee-pee.
No wonder I got Zoom. Not surprised. I mean,
I didn't do it. And there's a swastika, so that's never a good.
Did I open up our company to some sort of, you know, technological virus by doing that? It's Zoom.
All those Zoom bombers got into the Zoom.
I know, but it's still Zoom. It's not like I was. It's not like a company computer I was using or anything. It's just Zoom. All right, here we go. What 60 seconds on the clock? We'll start with a 2-second song, brief musical snippet. Score a point. You need to give me both the song title and the artist. Let's play.
Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
Which classic movie does Deep Blue Something sing about in their hit song from the 90s?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Which oddly named band had a hit with 2004's The Reason?
Hoobastank.
Which airline used to use George Gershwin's classic Rhapsody in Blue in their ad campaigns?
JetBlue.
Which Beatles song was also the title of the band's first movie in 1964?
Help.
You got 3.
Ooh,
which
3.
Is just 3 today, which did beat 4. Brian's 1.
Ugh.
But he actually got one of the ones you missed. He got A Hard Day's Night. Beatles movie, not Help. You both missed United Airlines.
All right.
Is the one that uses Rhapsody in Blue.
And the rest I got.
But you got Hoobastank, Breakfast and Tiffany's. And he was close. He couldn't remember the title of Edge of 17.
That took me a
Stevie
minute.
Stevie Nicks,
too.
White Winged Dove.
Yeah, White Winged Dove.
What was it? Yeah.
That's
I
good.
I had to think of that one for a second. But Woodsy, you
found
remain champion.
Brian,
thank you for playing.
Everyone hates that song. Everyone knows the words to The
I
Reason.
I love that song when it came out.
Yeah, I think
I was trying. I was wondering, what is a Hoobastank?
I have no idea.
So, is doing a little research, making up the questions. They said it was a mispronunciation of like a German named street where the band grew up. I have no idea what it was supposed
I thought they
to
were
be.
From like California.
No, they are. Yeah, but there was a street that had a German name.
Oh, okay.
They used to say it wrong and said, "I guess that's as good as a band of a name as anything." Hoobastank.
Gonna be playing at a county fair near you.
Yeah.
It's Hoobastank. Just emo Paul at SDSU.
This is before. This is high school.
Hey, emo Paul in high school. Hey,
you
wanna go
before emo.
Hey, I know it's pissing rain outside up here. You want to go to the dance with me?
Oh, yeah. That was that type of music.
Oh,
was... Like 2003 to 2008.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city. Join a marching band.
Like I can tell, like I can hear a song and like immediately be sent back to driving home from basketball practice and
in the pouring rain,
snow patrol.
Yep.
Chasing cars.
Oh yeah. Songs just like emo that. As
the punk emo rock bands like All American Rejects.
Yep.
Simple Plan.
Punk pop. Yeah.
Punk pop
just slays me
all day long.
I love it.
All
right, we'll try again tomorrow to qualify one of our listeners for the grand prize on Take on Woods.
Angelo says Breakfast at Tiffany's is the lamest song of all time.
I
can't disagree. It's pretty bad. They're from Dallas.
I like that song.
I've seen them before. But I've seen them live.
I'm not necessarily the grand arbiter of what is cool in the music, but
sure?
I always liked that song.
You've had some good ditties lately.
Deep Blue Something. Thank you. And I've had some bad ones, too.
Yeah, that's also true.
All right, I know you have a couple of Don't Do This entries for us coming up here.
All right.
Give us a little tease.
All right, I'll give you a little tease. Real good. What? Just say it.
Padres tickets as well.
Also, we have Padres tickets. He's trying to mouth it to me. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're going to give you our season tickets. Okay, you want to do that here?
Yeah, well, let's just do it right now.
All right, call 833-288-0973.
Not the whole season, just one game.
No, just one game, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
They're like, you said it. It's on the air. Trust me, it's happened to me before, as you've heard. 833-288-0973. Paulie and I are going to give you our seats for Friday night. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. And also,
you've never seen Patrick Kivlahan play live, this is your opportunity.
You're going to get a good look at him. Trust me on that. If you've never heard of the 3-year Letterman account on Twitter, you're going to next.
Ben and Woods, let's check traffic right now on 90. Oh, you give the number, 833-288-0973. Oh, yeah, people do want the tickets.
Boy, we are sharp and tight
today.
All right,
let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.